T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yay.
Same to you, Tara.
Yeah. Not one of my favorite holidays, but there
no,
you go.
No, nor mine.
I know. And you know what? We're not alone in that. Secretly. I mean, like, you know, super secretly. Only 20% of Americans think Valentine's Day is romantic. That's 1 in 5. Even in Common Core math, that's not a
yes.
lot. And, you know, that's compared to 46% who just think it's over-commercialized and silly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's 100% mandatory participation or you are a jerk.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And right? Even if you participate, your participation may not be up to standards.
Yeah. They did a survey on this after Valentine's last year. Okay, right? This cracks me up. And then they took a look at the spending. Last year, it appears Americans bought $9.5 billion mm-hmm. in unwanted gifts on Valentine's because they had to.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be cynical, but it's kind of silly, you know? My husband and I do little things for each other all year long. I don't like the forced feeling of the Valentine's, but whatever.
I concur. There are occasions when, you know, I just stop and get flowers for my wife. For no reason other than my endless love and affection.
Yeah, like my husband and I were talking about this the other day, like, because we're talking about let's keep the Valentine's budget down, because you know what I mean? Like, it's our money from the same pool. It's silly. We're talking about it, and he was saying how, like, one thing I do for him is every Super Bowl, I make him whatever he wants.
Yeah.
It could be 3 things, 5 things, whatever. He loves this orange chicken dish that I make that literally takes 3 hours.
Gosh.
I'm not kidding, from beginning to end. And the kitchen completely trashed.
That's almost as long as the Super Bowl halftime show.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And every year I'm holding my breath because I'm like, oh, no, not orange chicken, not orange chicken. He's like, orange chicken dog. All right. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like our thing that we do that's not required. You know what I mean? And he does a ton of stuff for me. You see him from time to time, like he'll pull up, take my car out of the parking lot while I'm on the air here, go get my oil changed, come back, bring my car. I haven't changed my oil since I was married.
Reapply the duct tape to the mirror.
Reapply the duct tape to the, he is the one who duct taped the mirror, by the way. That is not my work there. So, you know, it could use some new duct tape, honey. But yeah, you know, we were just talking about, you know, like that stuff is actually much cooler because it's not required.
Right.
You know what I mean? But anyway, happy Valentine's. Enjoy the chocolates.
Yeah.
All right. Meantime, breakup. And you do want to make a between Bill Barr and Donald J. Trump. Trump was kissing his butt yesterday after this. And he was right, too.
Yeah.
Trump actually scared me yesterday. And not in a good way. Not in a good way at all. This was just stupid. This whole Roger Stone thing is so dumb. And to break it down, I'm going in terms of political strategy on Trump's part. OK. What they're doing to Stone in the justice system is an absolute outrage.
Absolutely.
We have laid this out over 2 days. He is being singled out. And I want to say that first because, I mean, yesterday, Lee, I went through the 4 separate individuals. Remember during the Kavanaugh hearing?
Oh, yeah.
Kavanaugh hearings, right? 4 separate individuals who flat out, including Julie Swetnick, another woman, Michael Avenatti, who lied under oath about Kavanaugh. Flat out lied about Kavanaugh to the Senate committee, the Judiciary Committee that did the approval, right, of Kavanaugh, including a guy who wrote a signed sworn written statement about how Kavanaugh had abused, plied women with substances and then abused, you know, them and that he had remembered this and he knew a woman it happened to. He said it, under oath, sworn statement. And he just retracted it and was after the media had covered it widely. Oh, well, I just kind of made that up. Sorry. Well, a bunch of senators signed the referral to the Justice Department for criminal charges. That's perjury. And that's really serious perjury. I mean, you are trying to influence and interfere with the appointment of a Supreme Court justice, right? And it was referred to the DOJ and the FBI after the Kavanaugh thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
No investigation. No charges. Mm-hmm. These referrals, again, came because it was absolutely documented. I mean, sworn statements and then retractions as perjury. Mm-hmm. And yet Roger Stone, who was completely ancillary to the Trump collusion, had nothing to do with Russia, did absolutely nothing. You know, we're told it'll be an outrage if he doesn't go down for 7 to 9 years. And yet we have people taking out sworn statements that a guy is a serial, can't use that word, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Starts with an R because kids are in the car. Who's a Supreme Court justice, a complete lie. And the FBI and the DOJ cannot be bothered to investigate. Yeah. It is an outrage. OK, but here's the deal. If we don't want this kind of stuff to continue and be the norm. Oh, and by the way, you know why I think, Lee, that the DOJ and the FBI did not pursue them? They need other people willing to lie for the Democrats for their future hoaxes. Mm-hmm. And if you see people go down on a felony perjury charge, mm-hmm. you're not going to lie. Yeah, I mean, if nobody lies, you can't have a hoax, right?
That limits the lie pool, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, nobody wants to go to prison, right? So the FBI can't go after perjurers unless it's Roger Stone. One of the things, the big thing he got in trouble with for was lying. Is perjury. So here, I mean, that shows you the double standard, okay? I want to lose my mind every day. I do lose my mind. I get that Trump is losing his mind. It is so grossly unfair to watch. Mm-hmm. It's just almost sickening.
Yep.
It's like a banana republic. But the problem is, if we want it to stop, we have to be really careful about what we say and when.
Yep.
Or we're going to lose the republic, and we're going to live like this forever.
Yep.
And that tweet about Roger Stone was ridiculous. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're upset about it, pardon him already.
Yeah.
And move the heck on.
Yeah.
But to put out a midnight tweet like that, it left Bill Barr in a terrible position. And for all of my criticism of Bill Barr, Lee, he has announced the opening of a criminal investigation into deep state actors. That is more than anyone else has ever done. The criminal investigation is still going on. And Bill Barr must have credibility to pull that off. And I don't know if he does have enough credibility now that Trump put that Roger Stone tweet out. And then Bill Barr is, you know, seen as changing the sentencing. Here's the thing. That's not how it went down. The Wall Street Journal documents this. A career, not a political appointee, U.S. Attorney Tim Shea, told department leadership that he and other career officials in the office felt that the proposed sentence by the Mueller zealots was too excessive. Okay? So this is not Trump. This is not Barr. This is coming from a career guy inside the DOJ. As the deadline for the filing appeared, neared, the prosecutors on the case nonetheless threatened to withdraw from the case unless they got their demands. Shea gave in. Barr then stepped in and said, no, we're not doing it this way. We're going to let the judge decide, but we're going to point out all these mitigating factors. In other words, there shouldn't be 7 to 9 years. All that had gone down and is documented before the Trump tweet. So Bill Barr's like, I got this all taken care of. It's all finished. This is what he says in his ABC interview. And then Trump tweets. And it makes it look like I fixed stuff. So the media's narrative is once again a complete lie. But Barr's credibility has just been annihilated here by Trump's tweet. Take a listen.
Once the tweet occurred, the question is, well, now what do I do? And do you go forward with what you think is the right decision, or do you pull back because of the tweet?
So, you know, the tweet comes out saying, hey, the sentence for Roger Stone's unfair.
That just sort of illustrates how disruptive these tweets can be.
Yeah, he undermined his own AG.
Yeah.
He undermined our fight. He undermined our battle for justice. He undermined it all, you know, and it's lack of impulse control. It really is. And Barr is not wrong here either.
No.
When he says this.
So you're saying you have a problem with the tweets?
Yes. Well, I have a problem with some of the tweets. I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case. However, to have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job
and to assure the courts and the prosecutors in the department that we're doing our work with integrity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotta say he's right.
Here's a problem. Barr needs that integrity if he's going to go after targets as big as Andrew McCabe, James Comey, John Brennan, and their immediate underlings.
Because it will be on when that happens.
It will be on. And we already know what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to say Barr is Trump's lackey.
Exactly.
He's undermining justice. Well, Trump just gave him damn Exhibit A with that Roger Stone tweet. And you know me. You know I love Trump. I always stand up for him. But I just was tearing my hair out last night, Lee.
Well, and I was thinking of this. You know how we complained about it? And I know you're no fan of the Bush administration. But W had so many things that were said about him that were lies, that were wrong, that he should have pushed back against. Karl Rove, I think, mistakenly did not defend the president, did not defend the White House, and did not allow the White House to defend itself properly in ways that it should have. So you had a situation where you had an administration that was way too quiet in talking about itself or where the nation was going with regard to what the administration was doing. On the other hand, now we have a president who's going too far in many cases, particularly with these tweets. And this is a whole new phenomena in an American political spectacle here. And Trump is going too far sometimes on this. Now, granted, I think it is an amazing tool and he is quite adept at using it, but I think he overuses it. And this is one of those things when it's going to bite him in the butt here.
Yeah, he just handed the Democrats a victory. And here's the crazy part, too. Coming off the best week ever of his presidency, right?
Oh, yes.
The Democrats are literally reeling and unraveling on television. I mean, you've got James Carville melting down, right?
Right.
And what does Trump do with his tweet? He changes the damn subject.
Yeah. Yeah.
He puts the onus back on himself. Shut up.
Yeah. When your opponent is shooting themselves in the foot, don't take away their ammo. Let them go right ahead.
You know what I think Trump does this? I've told you this before. I think he enjoys the fight.
Yeah. Oh,
and
absolutely.
When he has utterly annihilated his opponents and is riding high on top every time, 100%. I was saying this to my husband like 2 to 3 days ago, please don't let him self-destruct now that he's winning. He always does.
Yeah.
He'll self-destruct in order to reanimate his enemy and fight him again for fun. And I don't think he means to do it, but it is absolutely his self-defeating pattern. He just did it again.
Compulsive behavior?
Yes. And I haven't even gotten to Bloomberg yet.
Yeah.
I haven't even gotten to what he just did with Bloomberg. I was losing my mind at Trump last night. And then before I went to bed, I said a prayer to God to just slap him, just slap some sense into him. Please. He's the only man in the GOP that can save the Republic. He's the only one. He's got to get it right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Valentine's Day. Look, it's not often that I knock on Trump, but I got to tell you, I watched that audio yesterday of Bill Barr and I was like, oh my God, please don't let him quit. Please don't let him quit. Here's the problem. I mean, the guy was threatening to quit yesterday. It's what he was doing. For all Bill Barr's faults, and I don't know what side he's on, okay? It's hard to tell sometimes. But he has announced a criminal investigation into deep state actors. He has done that. He said the investigation will wrap up by the spring. This is what all this is about, folks, is what the impeachment was about. It's about inoculating the Democrats from the fallout. Because the DNC, let's not forget, is smack in the middle of the fake spying. I mean, we have 17 FISA applications that we know of. 17 lies, I should say, to the FISA court. Every one of them perjury. Every one of them a felony. Every one of them based on a dossier illegally paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC. The Democrats are in the middle of this. Bill Barr must maintain his credibility. He can't quit. Trump is not going to have time or the ability to get another AG through the Senate before the election. He's got to keep the one he has. He's got to stay with the one he married. Barr quits, it's over. A career line guy can't just take over these investigations. That's what Barr did yesterday. Threw his hands up and said, I give up. You cannot be doing this to me. He's got to maintain his professional credibility to go after Comey, go after McCabe, go after Brennan. He cannot look like he's fixing things for Roger Stone, a bit player who did some really dumb stuff. I mean, do you know what the witness tampering charge is about with Roger Stone? Look, Roger Stone got railroaded. It was a gross miscarriage of justice. We documented that extensively. It's on the podcast. Went on for it probably an hour total yesterday. So look, I get it. I'm as frustrated as you are. But Roger Stone threatened to kill the dog. The dog of one of the witnesses. He didn't stop talking smack to the DOJ. He did it in writing. This is not the kind of thing you defend as a president. Going into a contentious election season. This is not the guy that you stand on the hill and die fighting a battle. This is not that. The battle is for the Republic. It's not for Roger Stone. Roger Stone stunk his own ship. Where you fight the battle on Roger Stone is where you fight the battle on Manafort. These investigations were illegally predicated based on lies. The FBI knew, the DOJ knew there was no Russia collusion, and they started the investigation anyway. The investigation is illegitimate. That's what you say when you pardon Stone and you pardon Manafort. That's what you do. You stay on that. You don't get into 7 years versus 9 years, and it's not fair. It's ridiculous what Trump just did. And he knew it. He knew he screwed up. That's why he was kissing Barr's butt yesterday. What, the one guy who's opened a criminal investigation, you're going to shove him out the door? Really? What's your plan after that? This is just stupid stuff we don't need during an election year. I know it's not going to make me very popular. But you have to understand, I don't criticize Trump much. You listen to the show all the time. When I do, it's serious. This was a gaffe. This was a big error. And this was a really dumb subject to change the demise with the subject. The talking point we were on was the demise of the Democrat Party. Now it's Trump's corrupt. He's trying to corrupt justice over at the Justice Department. Great.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And I will make those decisions based on what I think is the right thing to do, and I'm not going to be bullied or influenced by anybody. And I said at the time, whether it's Congress, newspaper, editorial boards, or the president, I'm going to do what I think is right. I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
All right, a lot of folks taking sides, some with me, some not. I rarely criticize the president. You know that. It's because I usually deep dive into why he does stuff. And if you wait long enough, what he does makes a lot of sense. I think he was wrong this time, and I explained why in the last segment. Okay, so now I have to take my medicine. Alan in Malden, good morning.
How you doing today? I want to make a comment about that.
Yeah.
I've been watching this thing for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the Capitol before with these congressmen and senators and all these people and how they're lying, how they do their jobs and stuff. And I will tell you this. I don't think I would have done what he did. That probably wasn't the best thing to do. But I will tell
you. Wait, stop. You mean you don't think you would have done the tweet? You're talking about the tweet? By
Trump?
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't have done that.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you this. This is what I will tell you from being around those kind of people as many times as I had and lobbying for blind people in other situations with people lying all the time like they do, and they all do it. And Voice ID can prove that. And what I'm saying is this, is that he's had plenty of time to fix this, and I think if he ever wants to stop this stuff, it can be stopped in 20 minutes if he wants to do it. And all of us need to get together and put pressure so it stops. It's ridiculous. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and when
I
you say...
bring that point to you.
Well, Alan, when you say he... could do that. He could do this and stop it in 20 minutes. You're saying Barr. Barr is he?
Yes.
Barr could do
yes.
this. Okay.
I didn't want to. Yes. I wanted to make that clear enough, but I wanted to tell you that he knows he has to deal. And I know it's an investigation. I know the importance of that. But this thing has gone on too far. It's divided the country. There's so many things, too many important things this country has to do. And as soon as I can get a computer, and I can, I'm going to do the best I can to help everybody solve this. I just want to say that real fast because I know you're real busy. And, you know, I understand.
Here's the thing. And thank you, Alan, for your call. Here's the thing that bothers me. Bill Barr had already resolved this before Trump put that Roger Stone tweet out. He'd already resolved it. He'd fixed it. It was done. I mean, and Kimberly Strassel at the Wall Street Journal documented that. The person who blew the whistle on this and said, whoa, 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 7 to 9 years for Stone, that's ridiculous. That's not in keeping with what we typically do. It was a career official, not a political appointee, a guy by the name of Shea. Wasn't Barr. Wasn't Trump. He took it to Barr and said, no, we can't do this. Well, the attorneys, the Mueller attorneys, pitched a fit because they're political activists. And so Barr had already found out about it and fixed it. No, we're not. We're going to reverse that. We're not doing the 7 to 9 years. And then Trump tweeted. That's the ridiculousness of it. This thing was fixed and Barr had done the right thing. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. I don't look, y'all. I don't know if Barr, whose side Barr is on. There are a lot of things that make me question, and I have brought every one of them to you. The reason I've continued to give him a chance is that he actually announced a criminal investigation, was ongoing, and is open into these deep state actors. So just to do that is a big deal, and he took a lot of heat for it. Is he on the side of justice? I don't know. We're going to have to wait to find out. I hope to God he is. But if he is, Trump just undermined him. You cannot do this. Interfering this way because you're giving them talking points. You're giving them talking points. Now, Dave disagrees with me as well, I think. Dave in Greer. Hey, Dave.
Well, yes. Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
This is my theory on the whole subject. Trump is playing chess. The Democrats are playing checkers. See, what happened is now they got Barr. They're going to bring, and Barr said, hey, I'll testify for y'all March 31st, the beginning of the spring, and that's about the same time he's supposed to start releasing the information and do the indictments. Now, he's going to be on national TV, and everybody's going to be watching. What if he starts doing a little bit of his dump right before he goes to testimony? He mops the floor with him every time he testifies anyway. This is a big setup. Trump is playing chess. These guys are playing whatever, you know, whatever happens, they jump on it instantly. Well, Trump's setting them up the whole time. He's much more intelligent.
And I hope you're right, Dave. I hope you're right. But honest to God, just leave it alone. You could say what you're talking about, that setup scenario with Barr, and, you know, he's going to come in, what, 6 weeks to testify before the Democrats. You could do that whole setup scenario without the Roger Stone tweet. They didn't coordinate it. Barr said, I've never talked to Trump about any of this. I believe him. Okay, Rick in Greenville agreeing with me. I'm taking both sides here. trying to be democratic, which I hate to do. I don't like democracy. We don't have that in this country. But go ahead, Rick.
Good morning, guys. Great show, as always. I agree with you fully. You completely undercut him. Right now, Bill Barr, I remain hopeful, like you, that he's on our side, and I believe that he is. And he knows he's going to get slaughtered when he comes out to expose all the wrongdoing that occurred.
Yeah.
And he's probably not willing to do it. If Trump doesn't have his back, why would he do it? Why would he stick his neck out knowing he's going to get chopped off from all sides? It just doesn't make sense. And Trump right now has the most political capital he's probably going to have after coming out of the impeachment fiasco going into the election. And just to merge with a point you made the other day about how close this election really will be and how few voters there are, I mean, this could turn off some independents or anyone that could be swayed. And if they can, as Nancy Pelosi said, make Barr look like his henchman. And just another point, you're talking about how close the election would be and how few voters there are. There won't be a libertarian candidate this time around to suck away, what do you get, about 5.5-6 million votes last election? Many of those votes, I still believe, would be going for Trump. But it was a really bad move. This is the one thing that really had me hopping mad at Trump. And love your show anyway. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Rick. Me too. And then yesterday on top, I'm going to make y'all even angrier. I damn near lost my mind watching Trump pick that fight with Bloomberg. I mean, Bloomberg, have any of y'all looked at Twitter in the last week? Bloomberg is racist. Kept trending again and again and again, and Twitter would slap it down. Do you know who was trending that? It wasn't us. I mean, we helped. But it was left. Absolute outrage at Bloomberg. I mean, and horror, because keep in mind, this is a white billionaire for whom all the rules were changed by the DNC. He literally bought himself new rules, and that was not done for Kamala Harris. That was not done for Cory Booker. That was not done for anybody else, candidates of color. And you're going to let this guy who's walking around saying, hey, we got to slam black kids up against a wall because they're black? They're going to change rules for him? I mean, the left base was doing Trump's job, defeating the most dangerous candidate we've seen so far in this primary, and that is Bloomberg. Because of his endless resources, and because he doesn't have a record right now. He's not on the border. He's not on the record about all this stupid open border stuff. He could be whatever he wants. He could make himself into a moderate. He's not. Bloomberg dead in the water with this race stuff. And then Trump opens his big mouth. Has to go pick a fight with him. Makes it look like he's the most afraid of Bloomberg. Now the left's taking another look at it. Bloomberg was done from this race stuff. I'm telling you, done. You could see it on Twitter. I mean, I'm looking at the president's own Twitter feed where he's hit Bloomberg for being a racist with that retweet. And half the tweets on it are liberals trashing Bloomberg on Trump's own feed. Why would you resurrect a guy like that by hitting him? Making it look like you fear him. What the heck? If Bloomberg could have spent $100 million to get Trump to do that, he would. But Trump did it for free. And I'm telling you, I know people. I have a family member with the personality, same personality set up as Trump. And these people thrive off controversy. And that's good. It's really good. It's awesome. It's what we need. But when they don't have enough, they create it to get more of their drug. And that's what Trump's doing. When Trump so utterly defeats his enemies, he'll revive them so he can come at him again. We just can't have that in an election year. He just single-handedly revived Bloomberg's campaign. Coming off the best week he's ever had, he's in the middle of one of the worst weeks he's ever had in the presidency. It's entirely self-inflicted. All right, I'm going to let one more of you take a look at me. Shirley in Spartanburg calling up to defend Trump's tweets. And I love Trump's tweets, Shirley. I just don't love the ones from the last 72 hours. Some of them.
Well,
what do you think?
I know. There's some things that maybe he shouldn't have said, but you know what? They have done nothing but try to destroy him since before he even took the job. So what I say is if it had not been for his tweets, I mean, like CNN is dying, but if it had not been for his tweets, I mean, everything that came out of CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, all of them was negative about him. His tweets is what's kept him alive, and I believe he's going to be reelected in 2020.
And I know you're talking about his tweets, Shirley. Shirley. Twitter. Whoa. Friday. All right, hold on. Let me take another sip of coffee. Let's go at this thing again. Yes, no, you are right, Shirley. You're absolutely right about his tweets. Mm-hmm. No, totally. It's because he fights. That's not the problem. That's not the problem. Bill Barr had the Roger Stone thing taken care of. The Wall Street Journal has documented it. It was done. It's finished. Barr had slapped them down internally. He did the right thing. And as Barr explained, I had this all taken care of. And then Trump tweeted. Now I'm screwed. I had gotten them. I'd knocked them out of the recommendation of 7 to 9 years. We'd fixed this. And here comes Trump screaming, it's not fair. Roger Stone getting 7 to 9 years. Who is he attacking? Who's Trump attacking there? Bill Barr. We need Bill Barr to get to continue to go after the deep state. Again, the guy announced a criminal investigation into the deep state. It's ongoing right now. He's going to need every ounce of credibility he can preserve to go after these guys. The media is already spinning the tale of, Barr going after Trump's enemies. This was a gift to the Democrats. It was a stupid one. It was a stupid one. Here's where he was.
Once the tweet occurred, the question is, well, now what do I do? And do you go forward with what you think is the right decision, or do you pull back because of the tweet? And that just sort of illustrates how disruptive these tweets can be.
So you're saying you have a problem with the tweets?
Yes. Well, I have a problem with some of the tweets. I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case. However, to have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job and to assure.
Yeah, it makes it impossible for me to do my job. He's saying, dude, that was a warning. That was a warning. Don't make me quit. Don't make me quit. What happens if Barr quits? Trump's not getting another attorney general nominee through the Senate in an election year. That criminal investigation into the deep state I just told you about, it dies. It dies. He's the one who brought Durham in. Who's it get turned over to? The deep state hacks at the DOJ. That's why Trump was very conciliatory yesterday, very apologetic toward Barr. He pushed him way too far. Barr had to do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.